Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sure you'll want to take notes on tonight's book, Revelation, chapter 4.
Y'all very much for listening to us. It's been a pleasure to play for you. Thank you so much. On the guitar and some of the vocals, Mr. Gintrow on the guitar and the vocals. On the bass and some of the vocals, Mr. Keith Mosley. On the drums, the apartment QC58, Mr. Jeff Sykes.
Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Linning, coming to you live from the United States of America in both English and, when our friend John can call in from Africa, also in Swahili. We are reaching out to the entire world everywhere who wants to learn English and read these books we're reading, and especially focusing tonight on Africa and those individuals and countries who speak Swahili. John is from the area on the eastern side of Africa. I know quite a few countries there speak Swahili. And everyone, it seems, is trying to learn English. So this is the show for you. And this book we're reading is especially good. But we do like to start out with the Lord's Prayer, as found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. And we're hoping by now that many of you are memorizing it. Let's pray together. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Also praying our own prayer in our own words, dear Heavenly Father, we do pray for blessings for all our friends around the world. We pray especially tonight for all our Christian family who may be under physical attack or persecution for standing up for their Christian beliefs and their belief in Jesus and the Lord God. Lord, we know that your protection is available to them and to all of us who call upon your name in the name of Jesus. And where two or more are gathered in your name, there you are among us and with us to be with us and protect us and help us through every circumstance that we may face. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would protect all of our Christian friends. Build a hedge around them of protection. May the angels of God stand on their behalf and fight on their behalf and bewilder and betwixt the enemy who may try to come against them so that they will be confused and not be able to have the ability to harm any of our Christian family. We pray for salvation for those who have yet to come to know the Lord, that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit. Lord, we pray those enemies of Christians who detest Christians, Lord, that you would soften their hearts and woo them unto you by your Spirit, Lord, and reveal the truth and the reality of God to them. Don't let them be blinded by the devil that works to overcome each one. Lord, we know that in the last day the devil goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, and we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus and loose the power of your angels on the behalf of peace and harmony in the world, Lord, for we know that good governments do not perpetuate violence or bloodshed or harming others. Good and healthy governments perpetuate peace and harmony and working through reason of discussing with one another, not fighting one another. Lord, for we know your desire for our lives is a good life with peace and harmony. And we pray peace and harmony upon your children all around the world. And we pray that that peace and harmony would be noticed by those who are not Christians and desire after it and want to know how we have the peace and harmony and want what we have in the Lord. We pray for healing, Lord, for all of those who need a touch, who have many different illnesses. I know people around the world and people I know have many different illnesses. We pray for those in our family who have cancer, for those who have diabetes, for those who have fibromyalgia, who have arthritis or lupus or heart disease or throat cancer or brain cancer, or ailments of the stomach, ulcers, Lord, or diverticulitis, or ailments of the intestines. Lord, we just pray a healing touch right now on everyone who hears this program, and that the glory of God may be given around the world so that people can see the reality and the glory of God through the miracles performed in your name, the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're so glad you're with us tonight. We know that we have listeners from all around the world, and we love all of you, and we want to say hello to those, some of those we know who are listening, like Maria and Jake and Paul and John, Nancy, Sarah. There are many others we know who pray. Dusany, we and Elsie, we just praise the Lord that for all our regular listeners, and hope that you will share with others that we are sharing the Word of God on the radio. And let's pray that this Word of God reaches the far reaches of the world where people don't have TV or the usual kind of radio, but they can hear this on the internet through their computer. We are just so grateful for that modern ability for you to hear the Word of God. And if you know someone in your native language who can call in and interpret the scriptures for us, we are asking for people to do that. We are hoping to start with Vietnamese soon, with a lady who's volunteered to do that. I do the third week of the month in English and Spanish, and another friend does the second week in Thai. And we have many weeks recorded in the year of 2012, the third week of the month in Lao, or the fourth week in Chinese, in the book of John. So you can always look back in our archive sessions and hear the book of John if you've missed some of those lessons. It's real important that you hear the book of John. You can find out about what Christianity is and who Jesus is, and you can find out how to receive him into your heart as your Lord and Savior and become a Christian. And I do try to say that prayer every time we meet on the radio, so we'll have opportunity for that a little bit later. Tonight's radio program, we're reading Revelation chapter 4. Now, to me, this is one of the most exciting books in the Bible, because it's like a mystery story. And every time you read it, there's another mystery, perhaps, that God reveals to you. It is very difficult to understand because it is full of symbolism and metaphors, and it uses words like lion that really stand for or mean something else, perhaps a country or whatever. And we know that Revelation is a revelation of God to St. John the Divine. And he's writing this down for the churches, the seven churches that we told you about the first time, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Laodicea, Philadelphia, Sardis, and Thyatira. And we were reading in the last couple of weeks the part of the letters that John has written to these churches, and they can apply to us today when we consider ourselves that we are descendants of these churches many generations after, still living as Christians. And I noticed in reading ahead tonight before we started that the last verse of chapter 4 is a song I know. And I just feel led to sing that to start off with. And then when we get to it, maybe I'll have enough voice left to sing it later too. But these are the words of the 11th verse of Revelation 4. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, thou art Thou art worthy to receive glory, glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created, hast all things created, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. That, you will see, fits into what we read tonight, because we're going to be talking about worshiping the Creator, the Lord God. So let's start together in chapter 4, and a little later John will call in and he can interpret. Chapter 4, and this is John speaking. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me. This is often referred to as the first trump. And this trumpet said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats or thrones. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thundering and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Now, one thing that John does here is explain what some of these symbols are. He tells us here that the 7 lamps are the 7 spirits of God. And you're going to find also that we have a certain number of trumpets. And the number of these occurrences all have significance and meaning in the book of Revelation as we read the Revelation of John. In verse 6, and before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were 4 beasts, living creatures full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast or creature was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. Now, it's usually believed that the lion represents the present-day England, and the flying eagle represents the United States of America. And I know there are opinions about the calf and the man, but let's see if we can figure out for ourselves who we think those represent as we read throughout this book. Verse 8. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We worship You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy to receive glory, glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created, hast all things created. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. We can just praise and worship the Lord. If you remember that song, you can remember the praise and worship that the 24 elders sang or said when they bowed down before the throne of God and worshiped Him. You can say that verse or try to sing that verse in your own worship unto the Lord. Let's hear some worship unto the Lord. Let's glorify the Lord, or we glorify the Lord, by Twyla Paris. And let's glorify the Lord in praising His name. Hallelujah.
The
can order that song, We Will Glorify, online, sung by Twyla Paris. We just read in chapter 4 about the throne of God in heaven, the 4 and 20 elders, the 4 beasts, and how the elders cast their crowns before the throne. I don't know, you might have missed that part. It just mentioned it at the end. And these elders fell down and worshiped God that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, and then saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Have you ever thought about that being our purpose for being created, was to give glory to the Lord? To bow down and worship Him. That's our purpose in life, is to worship the Lord God who created us. In chapter 5, we're going to find out about the book sealed with 7 seals, which only the Lamb that was slain is worthy to open. Let's read together in chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of Him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. Now we will see that the 7 seals have importance and significance in this book and the end time. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book? And to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. That tells us neither you nor I nor Satan nor any of his army can open that book. And John goes on to say, And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. Now that is the lineage from which Jesus was born. So that should give you an indication of where we're going. 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, or living creatures, and in the midst of the elders that we were just reading about, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts or living creatures and 4 and 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials or bowls full of odors or incense, which are the prayers of the saints. So they were holding the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us, or you did purchase unto God by Thy blood out of men of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Now we know Jesus was the Lamb who was slain, by which we receive our salvation and our redemption. Verse 10. And hast made us unto our God kings, a kingdom and priests, and we shall reign on earth. That's interesting. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. I think that could say millions. Saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever." Now I find it interesting that it says every creature in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth, and in the sea. Everyone is giving blessing and honor and glory unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Verse 14, and the four beasts or living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down again and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. I think that's good for us to remember that in the end time we need to spend much time bowing down before the Lord God and worshiping him that liveth forever and ever. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's listen to another song as we praise the Lord and lift up his name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high, as sung by Stuart Townsend. Now, the wonderful thing about my Bible here is it has cross references or other verses that you can look at other places in the Bible to supplement or get a little more insight into what is being talked about here, because much of this is predicted and hinted in other parts of the Bible. And two or three of those books that you might want to look at are Daniel, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. And one of the cross-references they give for chapter 4 is Jeremiah 17, verse 12, and Daniel 7, verse 9, and one for Ezekiel 1, verse 10, and also Ezekiel 10, verse 14. And there's also one in Isaiah 6, verses 2 and 3. So there are some books in the Old Testament that add to and prophesy, in effect, about what will be coming later. And then the Revelation more, I would say, colorfully describes the events of the end time. We don't have to be scared or worried or wonder about what's going to happen in the end, because God tells us all and what our part will be in the end. So it's good to listen to this so you'll know what is going to be ahead of us. So this is our time when we can give opportunity for those who would like to come to know the Lord. Now, I like to read a few scriptures before we do that, in case you haven't heard about what it means. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus died on the cross, and the cross is significant today because it is empty. Because that means Jesus Christ rose again and is alive. And it's a spiritual symbol for Christians to recognize that we have forgiveness for our sins and we can receive salvation for the sacrifice, or because of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. And by his blood that was shed, our sins are forgiven and God can look upon us. Also in John 1:2 it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." And Jesus also said, "You must be born again to enter into the kingdom of heaven." And we'd like to see you there. So all you have to do is just ask the Lord into your heart. So those who'd like to pray with me right now, let's bow our heads and pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, pray with me, please. I know that I am separated from you. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. And I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way of walking in darkness and step out into the light and walk in the light with you, Jesus. I now invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. And I invite the Holy Spirit into my life as my spiritual guide to be with me all along the way of my walk as a Christian. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life. And I thank you so much for the gift of salvation that you've given me, for salvation and eternal life. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. The angels in heaven sing when every new individual joins the family of God. The angels of heaven sing. Praise the Lord. Let's sing along and hear those angels sing right now as we listen to the wonder of Christmas. And Christmas, you know, is about the birth of Jesus, the life of Jesus, and salvation.
Tonight we sing the song.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah with me. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, as I promised a few shows back, I have the information about World Map. Now, World Map was begun over 50 years ago in Burbank, California, by my mother's cousin, Ralph Mahoney. Our family is from a large family of Christian leaders who helped evangelize the western states of America, California, Louisiana, Arizona. And we have, many of us have been involved in different things, and Ralph Mahoney was my grandmother's sister's son who started this World Map, and now his daughter Wendy and son-in-law Frank, Frank and Wendy Parrish, are World Map directors, and they have programs to help people around the world. They have what they call the Shepherd Staff, which trains ministers around the world. You can learn how to become a minister. And they have the Acts Training Guide, the Book of Acts. And they have spiritual renewal seminars where they go around and have meetings to help people in various parts of the world. They've been all around the world, Ralph, many times to Africa. And so if you would like to contact them, first let me give you their website. It's worldmap.com. Now, there's a hyphen between it, though, so it might be world-map.com. Or if you just Google World Map, WORLDMAP, it'll probably show up. You can also email them at wmap@world-map.com and request information. If you'd like to get information or donate money, either way, they also have an address in Burbank that you could send a request or ask for information. 1419 North San Fernando Boulevard, Suite 2000, Burbank, California, 91504. I'll say that again. It's World Map. 1419 North San Fernando Boulevard, Suite 200. Did I say 2000? I'm sorry, it's Suite 200. Burbank, California, B-U-R-B-A-N-K, California, 91504. And again, their website is world-map.com. So they're a great organization. They've been in existence over 50 years, and they have... it looks to me like on this flyer I'm looking at that they have some pamphlets in the language of people in the country of India. That's the, it looks like Hindu writing here they've got. So they talk about Pastor Bhuvan and his wife lead a church in the area, and I think it's probably in India. Bhuvan and Sunira are just two people, but they've experienced God's love personally, and they know what He can do and have yielded their lives to be used by God to reach others for His glory. So if you just want to have the training or you want to become someone who tells others about the Lord in whatever way, as a shepherd or a pastor or whatever, you can get training. And they can send it to you, or in some cases, they may have a team that goes to you. At least they used to. So you can ask them that. We had another friend that we knew from our church years ago who used to go on their team sometime to ministers to others around the world. And they do like to minister to ministers. That's why they call it the Shepherd's Staff, part of their training course that they have. And if you want to help with those brochures that they mail out to people around the world, you can donate to them as well and write that to World Map. They say under here it stands for World Missionary Assistance Plan. That's what MAP stands for, Missionary Assistance Plan. World Missionary Assistance Plan, World MAP. Anyway, they've been around for over 50 years, and I know they're good. They're part of our family. So I know they will bless you and help you and be a real blessing to you, I know, in your growth and your walk for the Lord Jesus. Well, we're coming near the end, and it looks like John has not been able to get through tonight. But I'm going to try to hang on a few more minutes in case he does call in. Sometimes he does call in late. So we'll listen to another song. I love music myself. Spiritual Christian music is just wonderful. So let's, you know, I keep saying hallelujah, and it's a song, a word that we can say in every language. So let's listen to Endless Hallelujah. It is a song that I started off a few of my shows, and it is sung by Matt Redmond. Remember, you can order any of these songs if you just Google. This one is Endless Hallelujah with Matt Redmond. And hopefully John will be with us by the time we are through with this song. We'll be back with you shortly. Endless Hallelujah.
Forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship.
So I'm going to be on a few more minutes. If you'd like to call in and talk with me, this would be a good time. The toll-free call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. We can just chat about the scripture we read tonight, or you can ask a question or make a comment. Again, 1-877-497-9937. We'll be on a few more minutes. Well, one thing we found out tonight in chapters 4 and 5 of Revelation is that God wants us to bow down and worship Him. Like the 24 elders bowed down before Him and cast their crowns to God, gave Him their crowns and bowed down and worshiped to God. Do you think they understood their crowns weren't worth much without God to support them and help them to be kings? Our power comes from God. Our solace, our peace comes from God. And we get that peace and harmony and solace from God when we bow down and worship Him. So no matter what happens in the time ahead, in the end time, let's remember to practice that as God has revealed to Saint John the Divine in the book of Revelation. He's given us an example. If the leaders and the elders bow down and worship, certainly He wants the rest of us to. So that's a pattern and an example that God wants us to follow. Let's close in prayer tonight as we come to the end of our show. We're so glad you've been with us. I always enjoy this time with you. And I look forward to each time we share together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for each one who hears Your word. We know it is said in Revelation 4, one who has an ear to hear, let him hear the word of the Lord. And we are listening, Lord, our word. We want to know what You want us to do and how You want us to live our lives for You. pray that you would help each one of us to grow into the stature of the Lord Christ as we mature into strong adult Christians. Lord, that you will help us to drop the shackles of our old way of life that are not pleasing to you, and to put on those clothing that are ways of living that are pleasing to you, very pleasing to the Lord. Lord, help us to prepare for the end day and the time as you bring together your bride, earth, and prepare us, Lord. Help us prepare ourselves, ready for your return. Come for the bride of Christ. Return again on the Mount of Olives, and all will bow down. You are the Christ, Son of the living God. Remember, my friends and loved ones and family, God loves you, and so do I. So until next time, remember to bow down and worship the Lord. Take time to read the scripture if you have it. If you don't, just join into my website at blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. And all 2012, you can listen to the Book of John in English every time, and also another language. And in 2013, we have started the Book of Revelation. We hope that you will listen and grow in the stature of the Lord Christ. God be with you. Take care. God loves you, and I love you. Bye-bye.